Hello, everyone. This is Jackie Fleeter. I'm going to give an economic update. I've been doing these periodically because at the beginning of the year, St. Germain had said that what is happening in the economy and the financial sector is very important, and we can choose to look at that. It is imperative that all of us become aware of what's really transpiring and that we financially get our own house in order, that we have the reserves of food and water, and we really assess what we truly have to have in order to be free. So we'll start with what's going on in the world. And as I said before, the world is pretty much one now in the economy, especially in the Western powers and China and Russia. We pretty much have an interlinked system, economic system, and it's continuing to move in that direction more and more. So what happened recently, which was concerning, was July 8th, there was a technical glitch at the New York Stock Exchange. That's what they said. They called it a technical glitch. Also at the same time, and they went dark for 4 hours. Also the Wall Street Journal and United Airlines and this major website, which a lot of people watch, listen to, or read, is Zero Hedge for trading and economic news, went down at the same time. Some people thought it was a hack. They hacked the stock market. Other people thought that they intentionally shut it down because at the same time, China, which has had quite a bubble in their market for many years, they have risen over 150% in their stock market, and everybody and their brother, their hairdresser and taxi cab driver was margining their accounts and buying Chinese stocks. And since China is the second largest economy, it's a very big deal now, and maybe even the first largest economy in the world. So it's been rising, and everybody was expecting crash. Well, it crashed in the last month about 30%. And the government responded by outlawing all short selling. But they allowed people to put their houses up to meet their margin calls. So it's pretty wild. They threatened to arrest malicious short sellers. So government totally intervened in the market to keep it from falling farther. When this happens, it's a disaster in the sense that people cannot now get their money out of the stock market because they can't sell anything. And so they don't want to put it in. So it hampers the free market. Now, so other people were commenting now, and this has been happening in the U.S. stock market. It's propped up. All the indices, all the bond markets now are being propped and manipulated and controlled because there's so much debt in the world. It's gotten so out of control. And there's these derivatives too that I've talked about in the past, financial bets that are so huge that everybody's 401k financial system is all linked to this, and be affected by losses in these markets, all the markets. So they are controlling everything now and giving the appearance that everything's good. And of course, the economy is still going down at less and less activity in the standard economy, which the economists measure. So what's happening is now that central planners are in control of the markets. They forced every mom and pop, as Rick Santelli says, who's a market analyst, often on CNBC. After forcing every mom and pop out of savings due to low interest rates, which they forced down into stock markets, he says, do the central banks have a moral obligation to prop up the market? Well, they're doing that now. So the central planners won't give up control of the markets anytime soon. So they're not free markets anymore anywhere in the world, pretty much, except for maybe some of the really small countries. So that's what's going on there. Now, in the meantime, there's also a hack into a German missile system, which was a Patriot missile system, and they were actually controlling the missiles. This is not a good sign. Also, 4 million classified profiles were stolen from the U.S. government. These were every top security, high security classified file was stolen, including my husband's worked in the defense industry. I have actually worked in the defense industry, so I have a file, although it's old. These files are extremely detailed, many 50 pages or more on a person and their family and everything. So not only can they steal your identity, but they can bribe them. So this is not a good thing. And we can make calls on this cyber terrorism that's going on. Also, another thing that is concern is that hacking into the power grid and to nuclear power plants and asking for ransom to keep it up. This is a very real situation. And they could do it to our power grid. They could do it to the nuclear power plants, etc. So we could make calls in this area about cyber terrorism. The next thing is I did want to mention also that I was talking about the different economies of the world, and I'd like to highlight really quickly Europe because of the Greece situation. So there's a European Union, which is mostly a currency union, but the Europe has political unions too. So there's 731 million people. So this is what I'm describing is just giving you an idea of the economics of the area, like I've done for other continents. So there's 731 million people, 48 countries, and the GDP per capita is higher than the average for most countries. There's Germany, the biggest ones are Germany, UK, France, Italy, and Spain. They generally have a high standard of living. Their outputs are agriculture, farming, fishing, manufacturing, and financial products. Banking is big there. So they've got the common currency union, the euro, and many common policies. Individual countries retain their own government and are free representative democracies. But as we've heard a lot lately, Greece has been in the news. Now, it's a small country and doesn't make that much difference economically, but it's a test country for the banks to practice a little economic hitman on them. And what they did was Greeks probably have gotten themselves into debt and have overspent and have big social programs. But their banks were in trouble because of derivatives bets and financial bets that were not of the light. So they worked a deal with Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan to force all this debt on the Greeks. Now the Greeks have been in default and they have this huge debt, which is unethical to say the least. And instead of defaulting on it and leaving the European currency union, they chose to stay. And I think it's because their prime minister was given an offer he couldn't refuse. But anyways, so they now, so this has been this big saga, everybody watching Greece. But the thing is it's what's going to happen to the other countries who are also in huge amounts of debt. That's what's going on. And that's the big deal. So they finally trying to, after voting not to accept it, the people, prime minister turned around and signed a banker deal with the banker, giving them all the assets, a lot of the major assets of the country, and more debt. So everybody's in outrage, but so far it's going forward. So we can make calls on Greece also. But so this now the problem is everybody has a lot of debt, and the United States does, everybody does, and there's no solution to it except for creating more debt. Which they have been doing, but there's a point where it becomes, they can't do it. So the next step is to devalue. So, they've been talking about devaluing the dollar for years, and, certainly we have a lot of debt. European Union has just as much, and other countries too, China and Russia in various ways. So, what's coming up now is that an industry insider, Jim Rickards, is talking about October 15th as the day that they will add the Chinese yuan into the currency system and use these special drawing rights called SDRs and replace the U.S. dollar. And I think it's more likely that this will happen than other things that have talked, than when they talked about other things of replacing the dollar. Now, the dollar will be part of it, but it will have a lesser role. It will not be the world reserve currency. Therefore, dollars will be devalued, and will also, well, all other currencies and all debt. And so this is something to watch. We can ask for God's will to be done in this situation. But we could see some significant inflation in the United States if that happens, and devaluing of our own accounts. And somehow we have to rectify the debt, and really the bank should eat their debt and go under, and we should throw off any debt that is not we're morally obligated to, and not allow the bankers and the governments that are catering to the bankers to put this debt on the people. They're doing it in the United States, they're doing it in Europe, and we should reject it and default on it if it's debt that is not what we incurred. So that's one thing that's going on. These are things that are going on. Also, I did want to mention that there's an effort to bring back the draft, and the way they're going to do it, and of course they're making their wars and stuff like that, which everybody I know is making calls on. But they want to bring back the draft too, and mandatory. So they're going to try to do it through a mandatory service law for young adults, saying that they can go into the Peace Corps or something similar. And then they'll change it to military service. So that's another thing we'd like to make calls on, because I really don't want my children going to a banker war. And that's kind of the situation in the economy. I did want to talk a little bit about just some other things that are going on, which are good. One news service or internet newsletter that I read a lot is The Daily Reckoning, and they have Agora Financial and Laissez-Faire newsletter, among other things. And they have a lot of interesting stuff. Some of it's for free. Some of it you can pay a little bit for. I got this book for, I think it was $49 for a 2-year subscription to Laissez-Faire Letter. And they had a bunch of free things. And one of them was this book of free. And all these things, 127 ways to get what you desire for free or very small costs. So they have flying, accommodation, free land and homes, free RVs and cars, free books and audiobooks, free ways to make money, free landline, rent out your driveway. So also renting things. So flying, you know, it goes anywhere from acquiring points, and also through various credit card or other flying programs, to standing in line and taking, you know, getting free airfare because you bumped a flight, and they have a few other things, accommodations that, you know, there's Airbnb where people are all throughout the world using their home, renting out their homes, free land, like in South Dakota and some places, they're actually giving away land and the home. So there are different things if you're interested. And you can also Google these on the internet. Free RVs and cars for the next vacation. A lot of times they need to transfer RVs or cars from one place to another. And you can find websites that'll allow you to take a car or a free RV if you transfer it from one spot to another. Free books and audio books. And then the free ways to make money. Again, I just thought I'd mention, you can rent out your home, your backyard, your free parking space, your tools. So there's all these things if you just Google them online. You can make quite a bit of money, and it's becoming more commonplace to rent something out. Like I saw from one of the organizations I follow, they were looking for a driveway to rent out because they have a hammer mill. Actually, we use it for grinding mesquite beans because mesquite grows so much in here in Tucson, and everybody uses it as an alternative food, and it's actually pretty good cooking with it, but the bean needs to be ground. So they have this big hammer mill, which they bought so that everybody could grind it in the Tucson area, could grind their mesquite beans. And they have these various pancake breakfasts and stuff, and they go around the area, and then people can get their beans ground. And anyways, so but they needed a place to store that, and they were willing to pay for a space at somebody's house. So it's kind of interesting. This economy is going to more of a sharing economy because of less jobs and money. People are going more to helping each other. There's also websites that will loan you money. Of course, it'll be a lot more expensive, or you can invest in somebody's credit card debt. All kinds of things going on. So the economy is shifting more to the local level, which is a good thing. So I think there's a lot of good things going on, and it's shifting. But people are having to be creative to make money. And there's a lot of opportunity for seniors who are maybe at home and can rent out, like there's some space or their parking space or their tools or some things that they have. It may be a way for them to make some money.